Hey, yesterday's question of the day that we did at the Cass County Fair, we'll just start with that here this morning and move this out of the way because it's going to transition us right into today's. But yesterday's question is the age-old question. We just decided to throw that out there. We haven't done that in a number of years, but it's kind of the age-old, you know, millionaire question. What if somebody gave you $1 million today? What would you do? Would you quit your job? Would you call your relatives? Would you run and hide? We didn't ask you all those options, actually, but we only gave you one option. Question yesterday was, if you were given $1 million, now we didn't say win the lottery, because that could be like $100+ million, and that's an easy answer to that question, but we thought, if you were given $1 million today, would you quit your job? You know, we rummaged that around the office a little bit yesterday before we actually took it out to the fair and posted it, and the consensus it seemed like from the folks I talked to around here is that, no, it's just not enough money anymore, you know, at least not where we are in life. You know, I suppose if I were 80 years old, I'd think differently. I wouldn't probably be working at that point anyway, but when you're young, you know, remember when you were a little kid and you used to think, oh, I want to be a millionaire someday? Well, in the grand scheme of things now, with everything that's gone on and inflation and everything else, $1 million isn't near as big a number as you used to think it was. The guys in D.C. are talking about trillions of dollars. So you start to kind of get to reality there. And plus, you've got taxes. $1 million isn't $1 million to start with. After state and federal taxes, it's roughly $700,000. So, you know, everything changes your perspective. We start rumming it around. Now, I'm trying to make a lot of logic out of this. I'd like to have this problem, actually. But here, the question was, if you were given $1 million today, would you quit your job? 74 people said yes. 88 said no. Did you see that coming?
I kind of figured it'd be on... It's all dependent, like you said, on your position in life.
And your perception of, yeah, you know, what it would mean. Yeah,
the knee-jerk reaction would just say yes automatically, but then you think, well, maybe not.
Yeah, I wouldn't quit my job. They'd just notice I wasn't there anymore.
Take as many days off as you want.
Hopefully after a few days, they'd realize I didn't show up again. Our winner today, we draw out a card each day. We just mix them all together after we're done and draw out a card and give away a $10 gift card to Hy-Vee. And that today goes to Joyce Scarf of Anita. Congratulations to Joyce. She said yes, by the way. She'd quit. She's out. She's gone. Sorry, Joyce, I don't have $1 million for you. I got a gift card from Hy-Vee. I hope you're satisfied with that. Well, that was our question of the day yesterday. Today, our question of the day has to do with the future of the Cass County Fair. I visited with Dwayne Weirich ahead of Fair Week, and again, a little bit just the other day, too, about the proposed changes in next year's fair schedule. For those folks who attend the county fair regularly and are actively involved as volunteers and what have you, they probably are aware of some of these proposed changes. But for folks who just casually attend the fair now and again, you may not know that much about the proposed changes for the fair next year. Tradition is tradition. It's always hard to get away from those types of things. But sometimes there are outside issues that force some changes and things. And that's part of it. Also, there's the thought of maybe trying to sweeten the pot just a little bit with regard to giving you some better days to be at the fair. Traditionally, the Cass County Fair, and I say traditionally, here's this year's schedule. Things started on Friday, July 29th. That's the first day they have listed on here, and that's their preparation day. And then they start on Saturday with entering some things, and there are a few things going on there. And then we get to Sunday, where we start to have some shows and things. The King and Queen contest is that evening. Poultry, dog shows, those kinds of things. And then we move into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. And those are traditionally some of the bigger days of the fair. And then things wind down now tomorrow with the final sale. And they'll have a little mud volleyball activity and then cleanup. And then it's really over. So this year, it's a Friday to Friday thing as far as all the volunteers are concerned. That's when they start prep. And that's when they do the cleanup is a Friday and then another Friday. The schedule itself next year, what they're proposing is it's going to move back, basically shift it back 2 days. So it would be a Wednesday to Wednesday event instead of Friday to Friday. Now, why do that? Well, in talking to Dwayne, it sounded like there were a few different reasons. Number one, it's more difficult to get some of the packer buyers to show up on some of the different days. And so they've had to make some schedule changes and adjustments here over the last couple of years anyway with the sales to make sure that the kids still have an opportunity to earn some good cash. So that has to happen. You know, there's issues with regard to scheduling entertainment and things like that. But then also, you know, we really don't get to take advantage of weekend dates. It's great to have all the volunteers and all the folks stop out, you know, during the balance of the main days of the fair. This is the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But those are work days, and you're asking an awful lot of folks. Not just the people who have to take time off of work to come out and see their kids show different things, get their awards and what have you, but also the time away from, you know, it's the other side, too. It's not just the worker who's taking time away from work. It's the employer who's losing that amount of work, too. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 thing there. But so they're trying to kind of stay away from that a little bit. Now, it's more than just sliding back 2 days. There are some adjustments in the different schedules as well, especially with some of the judging events and things. Here, give you the example, and we're going to post this out there, too. If you have one of the fair books, if you're one of the folks that carries a fair book around, on the inside of the back cover is the proposed fair schedule. It says proposed 2011 fair schedule, but that's a misprint. It was 2012. And we will post that today because that's what our question of the day is going to be out at the fair today. We thought we'd do this on the last day that we'll be out there this year. Our question of the day will be, do you like the proposed 2012 fair schedule? Told Dwayne that we would do that this week because they want to get feedback. That's why they put it in the book. They want to make sure it started to get around and so folks could get a little feedback for them. It says proposed. I don't know that everything's locked down tight yet, but the fair dates will change next year. It's just a matter of kind of shuffling some things around. So we'll post that outside right next to our question today so you can look through it. And but here's kind of how it looks a little bit. The prep day will be Wednesday, July 25th. Next year. So that's when things will kind of kick off. Then Thursday, July 26th, there'll be a few things going on. The food sale will happen that day. They'll weigh in cement, so the swine, and they'll move in some of the static entries and things. And now the King and Queen contest, while it was on Sunday night this year, it's going to be on Thursday night next year. So the King and Queen contest and senior recognition will really kind of get the fair started on Thursday, July 26th. Then on Friday, the rabbit show will be held that morning. They're spreading out some of the livestock shows and they're changing some days around there too, the orders. So the rabbit show will be on Friday of next year. The horse show will also be on Friday. And then they'll have stage entertainment that evening. Now, on Saturday next year, July 28th, they'll have the sheep show on that day. They'll have decorators showcase, the poultry show, the meat goat show, and then they'll have tractor pulling is what they're planning for the Saturday night entertainment in front of the grandstand. Now, Sunday, July 29th of next year, they'll have the swine show. That'll get going early in the morning. They'll have working exhibits and things. It'll be a full day at the fair, the feeder calf show, all that stuff. They'll have the horse fun show in the evening. And then next year, the bull riding event will be on Sunday night. So the bull riding event is planned for Sunday night, July 29th next year. Now on Monday, July 30th, they'll have the beef show. That'll be beef day that day. They'll have the dairy and dairy goat show as well, Best of Iowa pet show. The watermelon feed will be that day. They'll have livestock judging contests going on at that time. They'll give away awards as well. And then they'll have the grand champion beef selection will be at 7 p.m. And that'll be on Monday, July the 30th. And then next year, traditionally we've always had two livestock sales at the Cass County Fair, but what they're proposing for next year is to do it all in one day. It's a lot of years we've had so many entries that it was actually kind of nice that they broke it up into 2 days, otherwise it would be a very long day. Well, the entries aren't quite as, you know, as numerous as they used to be. But also, as we said, it's getting more and more difficult, not just for the packers and stuff to get here and things, but also for business people and individuals to get out to the fair. It's great. We love the fact that they come out there, but it is asking an awful lot of them to show up not 1 but 2 days to do those things. And they realize that, and they've gotten feedback over the years. So next year, just one livestock sale. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, July 31st. And then they'll also have a little mud volleyball for the youngsters in the afternoon to kind of blow off some steam. And then Wednesday, August 1st, will be the cleanup. So where folks are kind of used to the Cass County Fair being the first week of August, this next year it'll actually kind of be through the last few days of July, starting on a Wednesday with prep day, and then the next Wednesday, August 1st, with cleanup. So that's their proposed schedule for next year. And as I said, you can kind of look that around. We'll have that posted out on the window right next to our question of the day out at our fair booth so you can take a look at that, and you can give some feedback there too. But answer our question of the day because they kind of like to know what you think. So that's our question today. Stop by and answer the question. It's just simply, do you like the proposed fair schedule for 2012? So make sure you stop by and answer, and you could be a winner, too, but they really like to get your feedback on some of those things. And if you have some questions or comments about that, too, seek out a Fair Board member. They want to hear back from you. That's why they've given us all so much advance notice about these changes. So hope you get a chance to do that and take a look at what they have to offer there and see what you think. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us what he thinks about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got dehumidifiers in stock. Got some new room air conditioners in stock in various sizes. Got some refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and the very popular bottom freezer with French door with dispensers. Of course, we offer Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Demand, LG, Frigidaire, and the State. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. And, of course, we do service the appliances we sell. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, good selections of models in stock. Got some closeouts on some models because of model changes. And, of course, it's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there until late this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Again, congratulations to Joyce Scarf of Anita. She was our winner today and our question of the day. Appreciate her and everybody else answering that. Hope to see you one more time out at the Cass County Fair. And don't forget, we'll have a little bit of the sale this morning as we bring you some of that early activity from starting about 9:30 this morning here on KJAN. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.